Welcome to Business Leaders Coach, where we educate, enable, equip, and empower you to become the best leader that you can be. My name is Toya Shimbi, founder of Business Leaders Coach. And at Business Leaders Coach, we work with CEOs and their leadership teams, companies that are scaling up and want to accelerate their learning. On this podcast, I bring you practical steps that you can apply in your leadership today. We draw wisdom from some of the best business books, bring on guests and entrepreneurs and authors as well. You can go to businessleaderscoach.com/podcast, subscribe so that we can send each episode and any templates or tools that come with these subsequent episodes. Over the next 5 episodes, I'm going to be addressing a very important topic for every leader, entrepreneur, and coach. I mean, really, this is going to help you if you are a parent, scientist, innovator. But if you are a leader of any kind, this is fundamental to your growth and development. And it's on the topic of how to fail forward. Now, I first heard this terminology, failing forward, from John Maxwell's book titled Failing Forward, Turning Mistakes into Stepping Stones for Success. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And as I realized that the choice of words, failing forward, it really helped me to understand failure better. And I still continue to pursue my dreams irrespective, because it really helped me to understand that I should be failing and have a different perspective towards failing, which is that I should fail forward. And when I think about some of the challenges that we are facing today, we all need to have an overall sense of hope, even though we might, or more rather, we are most likely going to encounter failure along the way. So I've decided to make these episodes short, add a story from someone that you might know or you might have heard of, just so that it can give a bit of perspective into the idea, and then leave you with at least one mindset shift, a mindset shift thought that we can adopt to help us see failure as something that we will encounter, but then also know how to have the right mindset around it. So we're talking about how to fail forward. Therefore, we have to address how we see failure. Our perspective around the word failure matters. You see, for some of us, failure means a dead end, while others still keep moving forward. And that's what we've got to do even when we face failure. So let me share a story about someone that faced some serious tragedy but didn't allow this failure to stop them from moving forward. Some of you might have heard of Truett Cathy. He's the founder of Chick-fil-A, an American restaurant known for its chicken burger or the Chick-fil-A sandwich. But many people might not know the tragedy he went through. He originally started a restaurant with his brother Ben, which was called the Dwarf Grill, then later changed to the Dwarf House in Atlanta. It was opened for 24 hours, 6 days a week, and was profitable in its first week. However, 3 years later, unfortunately, Truett's two brothers were in a small private plane accident, and both of them died. Now, obviously, Truett was devastated. You know, losing his brothers, obviously one of them being his business partner, which meant he had to now go alone. And at that time, the business was still going well. In fact, he was able to open another restaurant the next year. But then one night he got a phone call that there was a fire at his second restaurant, and the fire destroyed everything. And at the time, he didn't even have any insurance. Then within weeks from this event, he discovered that he had polyps in his colon that would have to be removed. And so he had to go to the hospital and was out of action for several months. However, this is the interesting thing, it was while he was stuck in bed that he came up with the idea of the chicken sandwich. And now Chick-fil-A has become a billion-dollar company serving millions of customers across America. And so we can see from this story that you have to keep moving forward and not allow the failure to define you. And as we talk about failing forward, a few mindset shifts that you have to make is not to allow failure to become your self-image, which is really important, and don't take failure so personally. One of the things that can typically happen is that we end up allowing the failures that we go through and start to allow it to define us. You know, especially people in sales, the more rejections you get, the more you start to tell yourself that you are a failure, or you started a business and your business isn't moving the way you want. You begin to tell yourself that it's you. And what happens is that you are allowing the failure to become part of your self-image. And self-image is important. Self-image is literally how we view ourselves, how we see ourselves. And the moment we start to do that, we are embedding this failure into who we are. And yes, we can make mistakes. And so the wordings we use around failure is so important. You are not a failure. You perhaps have failed in an event or an activity, but that doesn't define who you are. So the next mindset shift is to not take failure so personally. You can't take it as a personal thing. You have to detach yourself and see that there's a lot that you're going to need to learn. And in subsequent episodes, as we are doing this as a series where I've broken it down into five areas that we are going to be covering, just so that you can digest this one at a time, short enough for you to be able to start to make this mindset shift. Today we are looking at how do you see failure. And so the mindset shift statement is failure is part of life. It's important that you see failure as part of life. Therefore, I must accept it, but not make it define who I am. Yeah, you get it? So as we go through building our business, building our company, building our team, it's going to be part of life. Failure is part of life. And one of the statements that I always make is that expectation not met leads to disappointment. If we are not accepting the fact that failure is part of this journey, then it leads to our disappointment. So failure is part of life. So accept it on the way. I must accept it, but not make it define who I am. And so as you think about this story of Truett Cathy and the things he went through, the loss of his family members, the loss of his business, it didn't stop him from moving forward. And so whatever it is that you are going through right now, we all have to accept the fact that there's going to be some failure along the way. But the point of today's episode is to remind you that don't let it define who you are. So whatever you go through today and this week, think about Truett Cathy's story. Failure is part of life. Accept it, but don't make it define who you are. And as we've said, self-image matters. Retain that self-image. Detach it away from the failure. And then we're going to be looking at other ways of how we can view failure. Next week, I'm going to talk about what you still need to learn when you confront failure. And I'll break that down. I'll help you understand that there's a question that we need to ask that can help us deal with failure. So this is Toyo Shinbi for Business Leaders Coach. You can go to businessleaderscoach.com/podcast if you haven't subscribed. And this is the first of five episodes. I look forward to hearing from you. Speak to you soon. Thank you.